People, sorry I'm late. It's my fault, not Kirsten, so don't blame Kirsten. My hair looks crazy, and I'm just waiting for Kirsten to get on here. Oh, shit, okay. Curse. It's okay, no one's here. Okay.
What's up, guys?
No one's here.
Wait. There's a plant. Are you pointing out your plant?
Yeah. I'm pointing out my plant.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Curse.
Hello. Hey!
No one's here, it's just us. No, legit, no one's here. I've moved my stuff around. Oh, there's
just
Angie.
Just you, me, and Angie. Just you, me, and
Angie.
Angie?
Did you throw something? Just a normal day.
Anyways. You guys check out, you know, I got my heart earrings.
Oh, wait, look at my nails. Know? Oh, they're not done.
Oh,
but, you know,
cute.
Like, V-Day vibe.
I also have like little pink swirls on mine.
Oh my
swirls.
Gosh, that's cute.
You guys, it's a pink party hat right now. It's a pink party hat, guys.
Oh, snap, pink party hat. Who is it? Sabrina.
Sup,
hi,
y'all.
Sabrina.
Sup. Ricky Taps in the house. Sup, y'all. Guys.
Michi.
You know, you were saying that it wasn't your fault. I was also not ready.
Oh, really?
I was literally like, I was like putting on clothes, and he's like, I think it's, Ramirez like, it's seven. I was like, okay, relax, okay?
No, I was like changing.
Dude,
and
what up, y'all?
What's up, guys? My room is legitimately a mess because I was like doing all these other things before I hopped on, and then watching that Britney Spears doc, which we'll talk about.
Oh, you guys, I also was trying to move the plants around as well. I was trying to move the plants around.
Yeah,
What is the name of your plant?
Honestly, I haven't named them yet.
Oh, man.
I know.
You know, updates, guys.
Tell us about yours, though.
Updates, guys. I now have 17 plants. I don't know how it happened, except I do know how it happened. It's Angie, you guys. Angie, she's truly a plant-fluencer.
Yeah, I feel like she really... I mean, remember when we went to that...
the first
nursery?
Time?
I feel influenced. I feel like I should leave with 5 plants, you know. So I left with 2.
I bought 9, guys.
Jeez.
I bought 9. But you know, to be fair, you know, we're trying to decorate some of the spaces in our home. So for instance, as you guys remember, everything was just white back here.
Yeah.
But now, you know, we have decor.
Yeah, just wait, for a second, I thought you were in your old apartment real quick, because like you had...
Oh, because of this thing, right?
Yeah.
So that was our TV stand, but we got a TV stand, so now we just put it, Plant Parenthood.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. That's pretty good.
Spicy. So all of my plants are Harry Potter names.
Love it, yeah.
And so just a quick intro, this guy right here, this is a ZZ plant. Wait, okay. Just FYI, all the names, some of them are really, like, it's a stretch, but whatever. So this is a ZZ plant.
Okay.
ZZ plant sounds like ZZ Top.
Yeah.
And all of the members of ZZ Top have long white beards.
Okay.
So Albus Dumbledore has a long white beard, so and it's tall. So this is Albus.
We jumped through many hoops to get to Albus Dumbledore, but you know, whatever. I mean,
you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
Angie said, "Is anybody else's live acting up?" Angie, you know, they're always targeting your internet. So
Angie,
I don't know.
FBI boo.
They're out to get you. Too many plants, you know.
I'm sure
they probably think you're growing weed. Am I right? I'm just kidding.
Oh shit! Where's Mark? Mark?
I was just gonna say that. Mark, shout out to Mark. You know, Danica's here.
Danica's here. Oh my gosh.
Oh man, guys. Okay, what else we got? We got a lot of plants going on. You know, what is that mug back there? Is that a mug
of
you? Oh
my gosh. Wait. That is the hugest compliment anyone's ever given me. It's Kamala Harris.
Oh!
Auntie!
I can't.
My coworkers shipped this to me for my birthday. Part of my birthday
gift.
Oh,
that's really cute.
And it says,
I'm speaking. Do you ever see your coworkers still?
Nah. You know what? We've done, I want to say, a total of, like, 4 backyard hangs throughout, from March until now.
Oh, okay. So, oh, that's fun.
Yeah, one of them was actually like an in-person meeting with my boss. So that was pretty cool. Like in a backyard,
oh, that's cool.
Spaced out and all that stuff. Yeah.
Oh.
But besides that, no, just on Zoom.
Dude, what's up, guys? What's up, y'all? There's a lot of peeps joining.
I know.
Chris Beltran, Lourdes. Kathy. Netflix in the house, y'all.
Who's swag?
Netflix
swag.
In the house. Oh, that's swag. My cousin John. I think that's my cousin John. Shout out, John.
Oh, hey, John.
What's up, guys?
Wedding? I don't know.
No, he was not. Sorry. Wow. Awkward.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, happy Valentine's!
Oh, okay, yes, yeah, sorry.
Not just so, here for the ladies, but you know, for any of the dudes. Dang, both Tawassons in the house. My bad. Oh, you know, I don't know. You know, Ramirez listening too. Ramirez.
No,
listening
I saw him
on his. You guys listening too. Anyway, Alexa, are you drinking anything?
I'm not. I was literally running around before I jumped on here, so I haven't prepared anything. I'm sorry.
So relax. I have not. But so we got two bottles of wine as a gift, and they're like,
yeah, that's decent, really cool.
You know, they're the one with the barefoot wine. Mm-hmm. It's like fine. But then I was like, oh, maybe I'll make some sangria for Saturday. And then I was like thinking about, oh, what kind of sangria should I make? And then I asked Angie, can I make sangria with Cabernet Sauvignon?
Uh-huh.
And she said, no, I shouldn't. And then she's like, because of the tannins. And I was like, okay. You know, wine connoisseur. Oh, wow. Kathy says, check out the closet color coordination. Kathy did that, you guys.
Sick.
She saw my closet and she's like, there's a lot happening here. So she organized it by color.
You have so many.
But anyway, notes.
Okay.
Christina Spencer recommended I make a I already forgot the name. It's like teen. You know, I don't want to say it. Angie, can you chime in and tell them what I make? But it's a red wine mixed with like a lemon lime soda.
So oh, that's that sounds
it's
good.
It's very good, guys. It's very good.
So what red wine did you use if you could not use the one that has a lot of tannins?
No, so it's fine to use it with this drink.
Oh, not the sangria.
Yeah, but with the sangria, apparently it's the tannins are too much. I don't know. Wait, ear? What is ear? Ear question mark. Your question
maybe
was.
She means like she's listening.
Oh, it's like I don't want to say it because I'm gonna say it wrong. So it's red wine and Sprite pretty much, guys. If you look it up, I'm sure it's there, you know. Oh, there you go. Tinto de Verano, you know, that's totally not what I was gonna say.
Anyway, it's okay.
I was like Totino, but I was like, those are the pizza rolls. So
yeah.
Anyway,
shout out to that. Wait, your top reminds me of that one time we got together for Valentine's Day in person, and we took a picture, and we were both wearing pink.
And I don't have that shirt anymore, but it is. This is also from Old Navy. Shout out to Old Navy.
Yeah, I also do not have that shirt anymore. This is the who wore it best shirt. I don't know if anybody in here is.
I do
remembers that. Okay.
Wait, okay. You want to use a wine lower in tannins like a Tempranillo. Oh, sorry. Okay, I don't have any of those things. But thank you, Angie.
Thank you, Angie. I am hoping your FBI boo fixed your live.
Okay, Ramirez complaining that I'm loud, but no one said you had to watch it
in the same room, right?
Okay. Oh, well, all right. Yeah. Anyway. So, okay, guys. Anyway, you know, we got a few things on the agenda. I don't know if we should start a little bit more lighthearted. So I was talking to my best friend, Jen. Shout out to Jen. I don't know. I don't think she's in here yet or if she's coming today. But she was catching up about TV and asking me. She was asking me what shows I should watch. And she's very much like a Teeves. Shout out Teeves, where she starts a lot of shows but doesn't finish them.
Oh,
so So she started like New Girl. She started a bunch of shows. And, like, I recommend it. And she'd be like, oh, yeah, I did start that. And I was like, okay, well, you should finish it. Like, Jane the Virgin. And then she's like, oh, okay, I'm looking on Netflix. And there's, like, a playlist called Girls Night In.
Yeah, I did not see that. I tried to look for it because I wanted to be in this convo. But
I also tried to look for it, too. Uh-huh. But I couldn't find it. But she told me one of the shows. And it honestly sounds like the worst show ever. Okay.
Which is what?
Okay, it's called, I don't know if anybody's watched this. I'm considering watching it just to see how bad it is, but it's called LA's Finest. Have you heard of this?
Yes.
It's okay, if you guys don't know, it's LA's Finest.
It was on our agenda. I was like, why is this on here? I heard it's bad. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, okay, so LA's Finest is starring, okay, no, it's a spin-off of Bad Boys.
Oh, no.
The movie. And it's starring Gabrielle Union. Mm-hmm. And is it Jessica Alba?
Yeah, it's
and Jessica Alba. Of course, Kathy watched it. Oh. And she told me, she's like, oh, it's a show with Gabrielle Union and Jessica Alba. I was like, that sounds fucking terrible. So, guys, is it? So we've got
that
Kathy.
That sounds fucking terrible.
We've got Kathy and Michi. And, Kathy and Michi have watched it. Is it good? Like, am I wasting my time even to just watch an episode or two?
I heard that it was not great.
Anna, I love it. LA Tings. They filmed that ELAC. Last year, LOL tried to find them and failed. Dang, of course. That is a very Annalisa Ting to do.
So I've heard that it's not great.
Okay.
I don't know. I think the storyline just seems not... the storyline is not good. I don't know. I don't remember if my friend was like, the acting is bad or not. But anyway, maybe what I want to say is maybe you should give it a try for 4 episodes, like your own rule that you always tell me to do. You always tell me give it 4 episodes and then make a decision.
Okay.
So maybe you should.
Anna, wait. That is what it is. That's what it is that I was like really out. She told me who was in, I was out. But of course, you know me, I pulled up IMDb and I was like, who's in it though? And then I saw Matt Saracen is in it.
Oh, I love like, Matt Saracen though.
Will I watch it for Matt Saracen?
Yeah, see. Like I watched Good Girls for Matt Saracen and I ended up really liking this show.
Wait, so
I
was like, tight. Matt Saracen is in Good Girls?
Or Bad Girls? The one with that Hispanic guy.
The movie. Oh wait, no, Good Girls. It's Good Girls. Wow.
Good girl. The one with the Duff. Is it the Duff? The girl who plays the Duff.
Yeah.
What's her name?
May Whitman.
Yeah. Okay, so Matt Saracen was in that, and I watched it for him, but ended up really liking the whole series.
Is he a regular, or was he just like in a few?
He's like in and out because he plays like a baby daddy, so he's just like in and out.
But Angie, so. Yes.
Okay, the show
relax,
with Greta.
Angie. Yeah. Okay, wait. So this is that. That's another good show. I was gonna say, what other shows would you recommend to watch for like either a girls' night in, like shows or movies for a girls' night in, or like, you know, if you, especially because you know, like Ramirez doesn't really ever want to watch like Jane the Virgin, or like he doesn't want to watch those shows with me. So I always save these shows for when he's working, so I can watch them and enjoy and cry by myself or something.
Yeah.
But so what's a show you recommend? That's like a show. You know, okay. A show or a movie.
Okay. Angie says Magic Mike. That's great. I mean, okay. I feel like To All the Boys series is now all out.
Okay. Okay.
So you and your friends can binge To All the Boys series. Kathy saying Girls Trip, that's also great.
Yes, I think I watched that as a girls' night in with, I think it was with Kathy, Angie, Teves. Was Anna there? Or was it just, I don't remember, guys. But we watched that as a girls' night in, and that was very funny.
Yeah, I watched that actually as a girls' night out with, like, all my aunties and cousins.
Oh, okay. We did watch Magic Mike for my birthday.
Yeah, we did. XXL.
And when we used to be able to watch movies in theaters, so shout out to that. You know, we were barely friends, and you came to that birthday, too.
Yeah, I know. Wow.
Weird times. Anyway, remember when we used to not be friends? Can't.
Dang, I really just put it
myself
out
there.
You know,
that's a good... That's a good one, though. I like the To All the Boys series. That's a good short watch.
Yeah, of course I would say
Bridesmaids. Bridesmaids,
so good.
I love Jane the Virgin.
I know. I always recommend that. Well, we both always recommend that show.
Yeah. I love a rom-com.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, when you said, like, with your friends and just cry, like, My Best Friend's Wedding is now on Netflix, guys. So.
Oh, I feel like that's kind of like a I watch it alone and cry type of situation.
Oh, true. I have done that many times.
Wait, Twilight.
Twilight. Right. Oh, that is tight.
Honestly, when I told someone else that I named my plants after Harry Potter characters, and she's like, oh, I'm surprised you didn't go Twilight. And I was like, oh. I don't know.
Vampires, dog. Like, straight vampires.
Oh, I could have just done all vampire plants.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like there's not enough plants. I mean, or not enough names.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
It's like easy. Like, I could get a cactus and name it Spike. You know?
That's so cute.
Anyways, Angie doesn't like Twilight, you guys. Just FYI. She's not into it.
Yeah. What about, like... Ooh, that's on Netflix or a series. I want to do a series. I just can't think of one for some reason. A
girls series. I mean, is it Bad Moms? Is that?
Yeah.
No,
Bad Moms.
Good Girls. No, oh. It's Good Girls.
Kirsten.
I'm sorry. Good Girls. Good Girls would be a good, ladies night in type of vibe.
My cousin really loves Girlfriends, like that show with Tracy Ross from the early 2000s.
Okay, yeah, I never watched it. Dollface on Hulu. I haven't watched that either. There's so many shows, guys. And
Angie's done.
Relax. Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think of some things I've watched recently are not really girls' night in type of shows.
Same.
Have you been watching anything new lately?
It
could be a movie or a TV show.
Dang, not really. Dang, anybody else? Oh, you know what is a good girls' night in, you guys? The Bachelor. Everybody, let's just binge that, you know? Just like wine, do a drinking game for The Bachelor every time someone is like, I don't feel like she's here for the right reasons, you know? Just sip on that. You'd be drunk by the end of the first episode. I'm just saying. It's true. I know Anna's in here like, Alexa's right. I've tweeted about this before.
Wait, Anna, you watch The Bachelor?
Sometimes she does, I think. We tweet about it sometimes. I'm just saying.
Against the people. Oh, Alexa, you're frozen. Oh. Am I frozen?
Okay. Oh, there.
Okay. I have nothing against people who watch The Bachelor. Uh-huh. It's just not my Amazon thing keeps thinking I'm talking to her. Anyways.
It's okay.
I don't hate on the people who watch it. I just cannot. Because you know how I am.
No,
like, if I watch it, I'm going to watch it from the beginning. And I can't do that to myself.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Yeah. Anna, people are so problematic. It's so bad. Yikes.
You know, because I feel like I would like it. Because it seems like, obviously, people like it. And I liked, what's the show that was, like, really at the very beginning of last year that everybody
was
really
blind.
Into?
Love is Blind.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I like shows like that. Or, I mean, I enjoy them even if, like, they hurt me inside.
Yeah.
I feel like I would be into it, but I don't think I should watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I feel you. I feel like also you might be a little annoyed after a while.
Yeah. Also, like, I listen to Higher Learning and I just like hearing Rachel and Van talk about it.
Yeah.
Did you? So was she good? Was her season good?
Rachel's season? Okay. I still to this day feel like Rachel's season is the best because she really was like, don't F with me, you know what I mean? Because she's so like real. She's probably one of the most most real one that's ever been on that show. But she was so real. I mean, I still don't like the guy she ended up with, but it's fine. I mean,
married.
Yeah, Brian? She really defends it. So I'm just like, she must know that that was it for her. But that was pretty good. Some good guys were. Okay, what's funny about The Bachelorette is like when the guys are like involved in drama, it's just so entertaining. So she had a lot of guys on there that was like that had a lot of drama and it was pretty funny.
Oh damn.
Yeah. But she was a good bachelorette. Just like,
okay.
You know, very real.
I saw that Anna said that they tried episode one of Matt James's season. Brenton hated it. I mean that
it was
predicted
hard to watch.
I could have predicted that. That seems like a show Brenton would hate. Like
yeah,
Brenton
would
like that
not
I feel
be down.
Like you know. Damn.
Yeah, I mean, I need some trash TV, and that's just what I end up watching.
Oh, for sure. Mine is Grey's. Mine is Grey's Forever. I'm not caught up in this season, no spoilers, please. You guys, just an announcement, Angie has surpassed me on watching Grey's.
Oh,
like,
really?
I think for years, I was, like, a few seasons ahead of her, and then she's just been watching it, and she passed me. So, but I'm caught up to.
Do you feel like that's trash TV?
Grace?
Yeah.
Yes. Romeo, is it trash TV?
Oh, shit, my sister's here.
He shout out. Anyway, yeah, I mean, it's, I feel like it was good at the beginning, but it's like a soap. It's obvious, it's like, it's definitely like a drama.
Yeah.
You know, it's like so out there.
Yeah, okay, I guess that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good though. I cry. I still cry.
What about like.
Why is Angie telling me to stop?
Grace is not trash.
Oh, Grace is not trash? Okay, fine. It's not trash.
But it's not like, reality. But it's, you not mean prestige. Storyline.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's like, there's like prestige dramas, which is like, you know, like Game of Thrones and like all of the, you know, like cable, like stuff up there. And then it's like, maybe it's like Grace is like above trash, but not, you know, not.
So it's pretty drama filled still. It usually is.
Yeah. I mean, like the stories are crazy. The stories are crazy. Like, it's just insane. Like, I'm not saying it's bad that it's trash. I mean, like, there's just a types of shows that are like that. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, you guys, spoiler alert, Ramir. And also, that's a false statement. So, that's also
okay, the fact that you are, like, looking at him, it's just
okay. It's false. Also, he watched all of Grey's in, like, a year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're both on the same part, so we both haven't caught up. Wait, also Veronica Mars is a good, like, ladies show.
Oh, yeah. You guys, if there are shows or movies that you think is good for a girls' night in, please put it in the comments.
Rika Leak. Bridgerton? Yes, there are still, oh, okay, wait. Bridgerton. One, Rika Leak, there are new episodes of Grey's. Two, Bridgerton is fire.
Yeah, like, wait, Raymond said, have you seen Vanishing at...
See,
is that the season two
Cecil Hotel? I keep seeing it on Netflix. Is it good and is it scary? Because if it's good, I will watch it. If it's scary, I will definitely watch it. I like scary stuff.
Yeah, you do. Oh, so that's not like, oh, Haunting of Hill House is what I was thinking.
Yeah. Oh, is it Vanishing at Cecil Hotel? I'm gonna watch that. Or I'm gonna look into it after this. But we also just finished watching or caught up to the current season of Search Party on HBO Max. I feel like I don't know anybody who watches that show except for my cousin, who's the one who told me to watch it.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, so Search Party is on HBO Max. It used to be like a TBS show or something like that. But we saw my cousin like a week before the wedding, and she recommended it for us to watch. And like we honestly watched it. Watched all four seasons in like, I mean, pretty much since the wedding. So like a month.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Actually, almost a month. So, damn. It was crazy. That's a really good show. I really liked it a lot.
I mean, it's not reality TV. Sorry.
Is Search Party? Oh, Search Party?
Yeah.
No. It's about a girl who's in like her 20s or late 20s. And I think she's going through like a quarter life crisis pretty much. But she's kind of like, is having really bad luck in like finding a job, and she doesn't really know what she wants to do with her life. Uh-huh. And then she randomly sees that a classmate from college is missing. And then for some reason she gets really invested in trying to find out what happened to her. And then it kind of like spins off into like this crazy story. Kathy, it's like a funny, like a comedy drama. It's a half hour show, and like so, and she has like a group of friends. Like she has a boyfriend, one of the girl best friends is like an actress, and she's like, you know, honestly, the two best friends remind me a lot of Alexis and David from Schitt's Creek.
Oh, that's
like
cute.
Not the same, but the kind of personality, especially because the one of the guys is gay. He's very David like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Have we talked about Schitt's Creek on here yet?
Yes, and you told everybody that I'm your David.
Oh. I feel like you're both David and Alexis.
Oh yes,
person, but that is it's fine. You know?
Yeah.
Oh man, you guys. Speaking of drama, are you ready? Are you ready?
My
Alexis?
God.
Are you ready to get into it?
I'm ready.
Are you ready to get? Shout out, Marcus here.
Oh, so. Mark, what's up? We talked about weed earlier.
Okay, guys. I know some of y'all are really here for this. All right, you guys. So, Framing Britney.
Yeah.
premiered last Friday on, is a New York Times documentary.
Yeah. So yeah.
And Mark, I can't. Would that make me Stevie? You know, I wouldn't be mad at that.
Yes.
Yeah. Or could I be? What's the friend, the girl who works in the cafe?
Oh, Twi.
Twi.
Twyla.
I feel like I'm more Stevie, if anything. I don't think I'm Twyla.
Yeah. Stevie.
Okay, so you guys, Framing Britney.
New York
premiered
Times.
Last Friday. You guys, so you watched it, right?
I did. I literally just watched it
like right now. Oh
yeah.
My gosh. Okay, so what was your knowledge of the whole, well, for anyone who hasn't watched it, it's a documentary special on everything that's going on with Britney Spears and her conservatorship. Mm-hmm. And how it started and how it all unfolded and where we're at right now. And it's about the whole hashtag free Britney movement. Yeah. So what did you know or how invested were you prior to watching the special?
No, I literally know nothing besides what Angie has told us in the G chat or in a group chat.
Okay.
Because remember, she was like, you guys, I'm really deep into this free Britney thing. And I'm like, I don't even know what's happening. And I didn't even look into it myself past what she explained. So I had no idea what was going on. Legit.
Interesting.
I just knew it was like her and her dad. That was like,
yeah. Were you a Britney fan before?
Like, yeah.
I mean, more than like a casual fan, but were you like, oh my God, I love Britney Spears?
Oh, no. I was like, oh my God, I love Christina Aguilera. I know. I knew it. I waited for it. I know. But you know what a girl wants? Like, it's a good song.
It's nothing to do with bops or not. Like, Christina Aguilera has hits. I just don't really care for her. She's the worst on The Voice. Like, if we're talking about Voice versus Britney on X Factor, Britney on X Factor was amazing. Like, she was great.
No, I get it. I just loved her so much. So I wasn't like a Britney fan, but I wasn't not a Britney fan.
Got it. So in terms of where I was, like, I knew about the Free Britney movement mostly.
No, Brenton already
mostly
knows.
I know. Mostly from Anna and Cal. Because I have a group, an Instagram group chat with them about NSYNC stuff, but Britney comes in, is involved often because, hello, you know?
Yeah.
And Cal loves Britney, you know?
Probably, yeah.
I don't know where she stands now on her loving Britney more than Justin. I'm sure that she loves Britney more than Justin, but yeah. I don't want to speak for her. But, you know, so I was aware of it, but I wasn't, like, deep into it. Like, I knew about the conspiracy theories, like, I knew about all that stuff, but I didn't really know as much. Like, I know that Angie did a deep dive. I don't think I've ever done that. But so, what did you think about the documentary?
Okay, seriously, the whole time, I was like, I did not expect it to be this hard to watch. Like, it was really sad. Like, again, because I'm not, like, I wasn't a Britney fan. Like, I never watched her interviews or followed her, really, besides, like, things that came out in the headlines, like, when she shaved her head, the rehab. Yeah. Kevin Federline stuff. But like, man, when they showed clips of her in interviews and like the questions she was asked, first of all, disgusting and like so inappropriate. But like, then she's like crying in some of them. Like, I was like, this is very hard to watch, and I did not know I was gonna react that way.
I hella cried.
Like, did you?
I don't know. I don't know if it's also just because it's like it's that time for me right now, so I'm very emotional. But I think also it's just like, I think thinking about where I was in life at that time, like, or like, I was really into, you know, Britney, like very much into the pop music stuff, like Britney and NSYNC and all that stuff. And I think when her and Justin broke up, and then when she shaved her head and all that stuff, like I remember taking the side of whatever was like in the, you know, that was popular, you know, like, oh my God, I can't believe Justin cheated on him. She's the worst, you know, or man, Britney's crazy, blah, blah, like, you know, all this stuff. And like, I felt as I was watching it, I felt so bad and like so guilty about everything. And like, obviously, like, I don't really have anything to feel, I mean, I guess, I don't know if I necessarily have anything to feel guilty about, because it's like, you know, what was I going to do? I was like 15, you know?
Yeah, and like,
I was young when all this, yeah. 15 to like to my 20s, and like, one, it's just like, at the time, mental health was not like as normalized as it is now, you know? And like, she was obviously going through something, you know what I mean? She's obviously going through something, and like all the shit about like what they were asking her, like, there's no way that anyone's asking Ariana Grande if she's a virgin. Like, that shit's not happening.
Exactly.
That shit's not happening. Way. They're not asking fucking Pete Davidson if he freaking had sex with Ariana Grande.
Right.
Like, they're, you know, and it's like the how she was getting threats, or like moms were telling people that they would kill Britney because of she's too scandalous, or like she's too sexy or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, like, we didn't go through all of, Britney didn't have like all of the support from other women and from fans the same way that we have it today. Like Kathy said, we didn't have the kind of social media we have today. So, you know, she's just getting all of the bad stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. Honestly, I felt so bad. Like, I felt so bad. Okay.
It was really like so hard to watch. I did not think I was going to react that way.
So now, my question for you, and this is something that you said you needed to make your own decision or make your own choice. How do you feel about Justin now? We always talk in here about how he sucks and whatever, but I feel like it's more of like a blanket, he's the worst, you know, in many ways. Mm-hmm. But I feel like now it's really, now it's really a time. Dumb to say to decide,
right?
But, I mean, you know, like did you read his statement on Instagram? That shit was fucking bullshit. You know what I mean? Like,
are not good ever.
Yeah, they're not.
100% admit that. I don't think they're good ever.
So, how did you feel about watching it? Because I know you said you've heard mixed reviews about it not being not that serious, and some people saying it was really fucked up. So, like, how do you feel about his portrayal? Or what they said about him on the special.
Yeah, I mean, to be completely honest, I see how not that they made him look bad, but I think if you take into consideration how old they were, what happened, how the media presented him, he didn't look great. I mean, that's the bottom line, is like, you know, he probably didn't know how to handle that situation. He was like, what, at the time, 21 or something, super young, right? He wrote a great song out of what happened, and people praised him for that. And the music video was like low-key tight, you know, like, and then you have people obviously looking at Britney, calling her the slut and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think all of that is true. I mean, like, in the time and how old they were and what happened, like, that is what happened. And yeah, it makes Justin look not that great. What I will say is, I don't think that documentary gave me enough for me to sit here today and be like, Justin is shitty. But I think I don't like that Justin comes out with these bullshitty apologies when the media is like on his ass all day. Like, that's the only time he comes out with an apology, is when all these people are like saying all this bad stuff about him. It's like, dude, you need to like be aware of like what's happening right now and how this is going to make you look, rather than waiting until everybody's mad at you and then coming out with this like low-key surface level apology. Like, that's what I don't like the cheating thing. It took weeks before he came out with an apology or whatever, and it was also whack, and then now this, it's like a week and then he says this. That's what I don't like about his situation, is these apologies.
And, you know, the thing is, though, is I read an article from Christina Spencer, and, you know, it's not just this time, or it's not just then that he brought her up. He brings her up, he kept bringing her up every time he had something new to promote, up until 2018. So he would always talk about how she cheated on him, and, like, all this stuff, and, like,
That's why.
So what is he sorry for? Bragging to Howard Stern, Barbara Walters, and anyone else who would listen that he banged Britney immediately following their breakup, whining about the fact that she possibly cheated when they were teenagers every time he had a new project to promote, right up until 2018. possibly for gleefully covering Amy Winehouse's Rehab and Gnarls Barkley's Crazy at a concert in Sweden as Britney was being hounded nearly to death by paparazzi stateside. You know, like, yeah. He's only apologizing right now because he even says it, because people are tagging him in comments. Like, he's not taking any steps, like, to really apologize. And it's kind of the, I'm sorry you feel that way. It's, mm-hmm. I'm sorry that I made you feel that way, instead of really, owning up to what he did. And then, like, if you factor into all the shit, like, with the Janet thing, you know, which, yeah, I know. At the time, again, like, I, unfortunately, was not a woke person when that happened, you know?
I wasn't either. I'm not trying to say I was at all. Yeah.
And, like, but it's weird that, you know, he comes out, like, looking so perfect, and he did, like, a cool thing, whereas, like, she's been shunned, pretty much. Or, like, her career has never been the same, you know?
Which is insane. And then,
yeah. Yes, exactly. So, yeah, I was just watching the clip again, you know, and I'm like, regardless of, because Ramirez, like, that was staged, you know, whether or not whatever happened, if it was a wardrobe malfunction, it doesn't matter what it was, is that she looked bad and he did not, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And just with the breakup when they were in high school, she looked bad and he did not, you know what I mean? And it's like, I saw another thing where Jessica Simpson had a story about him.
Yeah, that was weird.
So for those who didn't see it or didn't read it, it was on another, like, story or on an Instagram thing that I saw. But Jessica Simpson was promoting her book, and she had a story about where after her and Nick Lachey broke up, Justin came to her house. Is that right?
Yeah. Like, hit her up.
Yeah, he hit her up. And it made it seem like he was hitting her up to, like, offer her comfort because they were friends and they've kept in touch because she didn't make it onto Mickey Mouse Club, but they still kept in touch after that. And then, you know, same circles or whatever. But then, like, he randomly, like, kissed her. And then after they kissed, he immediately started texting Ryan Gosling and said that they've had a bet since Mickey Mouse Club days who would get to kiss her first.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The Ryan Gosling part. Yeah, I remember reading that, like, what? That's so weird.
That's really shitty, you know? And it's like, you know, I know that, I think I talk to my brother and my sister-in-law about this sometimes, about how I hate Justin, and people are like, oh, why do you hate Justin? Or like, why is it all of a sudden now? And like, I try to explain it, and I just always feel like it's not enough, or like, like, I think Julian was asking me, like, oh, what did Justin do? And I'm like, what hasn't he done? You know what I mean? But I think it's like, I don't know if it's like, it seems so silly to say that I've been silent for too long about my dislike for Justin or my reasoning, but it's like, dude, like, he sucks, man. And like, yeah, his songs are good or whatever, but it's like, you know, he has to take accountability for all the shit he's done.
Yeah, and I totally get that. And I think Anna in the comments put it best. She said it's more reactive than proactive. And that's the one thing that really does bother me about him. Like, for sure, he's a great artist. He performs well. Like, we all know that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all of us love his music and love him as an artist. But, like, when it comes to things like this, like, it really rubs me the wrong way. Sometimes, like, I honestly hate when he puts out an apology, because I'm just like, great.
Well, when anybody, like we said, when anybody puts out an apology, it's most likely not good, because it's like, what is your reasoning? You know, like, then, like, freaking do something. You know what I mean? And, like, why are you putting an apology out now?
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, is he doing it because, like, he's trying to promote a movie, so he knows, like, it's looking bad, you know? We just had the Super Bowl, so people are remembering the whole thing about Janet. Framing Britney just came out. You know, his movie was the one where he possibly cheated on his wife. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, he's really not looking good. And, like, all the stuff that he's trying to do now is just trying to make up. He's not, like, holding himself accountable. Like, what is he going to do? You know? He's not going to do anything after this dumb apology, you know?
Yeah. When it comes to the actual documentary, like, his section in that whole thing was so short and not enough for me to, again, be like, him back then was so shitty. Like, you know, it's hard to say that because, like, they were young and there's, like, politics involved with them being famous, I'm sure, and people were probably like, say this, do this, you know, whatever. But like talking about Justin now is where I can be like, he's not a great dude.
I still think even back then, watching it from the very start, I could not believe that. I don't know, like, different times. So looking at it now with 2021 eyes, and I still think what back then was bad. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel bad for her. And
yeah.
People that were like making jokes about her breakdown.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Fucking yeah, Jay Leno and that shit. And it's like, damn, she was really going through something. And like, yeah, she was not okay. And I feel like even like with Kanye right now, who, you know, he's obviously going through something, you know? Yeah. And I feel like that's something people bring up and like say, you know, he needs help. He needs this, but he's also a male. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it's like, I feel like we're more cognizant and aware now of mental issues than we were back then. But it's like, she's really fucked up, man. Like she's just messed up. And like, all the stuff with her kids, it's just, I just feel guilty.
I mean,
which I know that's such a weird thing to feel what was I going to do back then? But still.
No, I don't think it's weird. I also felt very guilty because I was just like reading the headlines, like, she's crazy, you know? I will say I definitely 100% feel way more worse than for Britney than Justin. Like, really feel bad for him.
I don't feel bad for him. Not at all.
I don't really, like, that made me realize that Britney Spears is a normal human being. And
yeah, I just feel really sad. I hope more people, I don't know. Because like, I feel like a lot of people don't really like mess with Justin anymore, you know? He's yeah, like definitely getting close to like has been territory.
I know. I feel. When Julian said that,
and
I was like, ooh, yikes.
Yeah, and I feel like Palmer could have been like a kind of not necessarily renaissance, because I watched it. That was actually I watched it. Was it last week that I watched it?
Yeah, how was that?
2 weeks ago, and I was thinking, this movie's not bad. Like, it's not good. It's not like, damn, give this guy some awards, but like, it's not bad. Like, I wouldn't feel bad about recommending it to people, but now I'm like, oh, I don't care. Like, I don't want anyone to watch his movie because he sucks. You know what I mean? Like, I think it could have, if all of this stuff didn't come back up, but I mean, like, it was bound to come back up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man of the Woods is Jack Link's R&B man. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Straight up from the liquor store. Man of the Woods just really messed up his career.
It was very not. And,
I know.
Not even that, though.
Wait, why are you cutting out? That's so weird. JT is a white man American. He'll be fine. No one should feel bad about this book down recently.
I don't feel bad for him. I don't feel bad for him. I just,
after watching that Britney thing, I was like, wow, I feel really bad for her. That is some crazy stuff she had to go through.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
My next question is,
yeah,
so Justin needs to rehab his image. What if he does like an NSYNC concert? Are you going?
Yes.
Are you paying for it? Are you going? Did you say yes?
Damn. Yeah. You guys, come on. Honestly, okay, listen. I said this when he fucking cheated. At this point, that's what he needs to do. To get anybody to be on his side ever again, he needs to actually just do an NSYNC concert. Like, it's not gonna, we're not gonna forget that he's not great. We're not gonna forget, we're not gonna erase what he did, the cheating, the Britney thing. We're not gonna erase any of that. It'll just help us out a little bit, enjoy something to make me be like, thank you for at least pretending that you're a better person a little bit.
You know, I don't know, man.
I just feel like it's one of those things where if I say, no, I'm not going to go just not to support him, then the concert's fucking tight as hell and like super amazing. And all these people are like, all these people were like spending thousands of dollars on merch and have these new NSYNC shirts, I'm gonna be like, what the fuck was I doing?
Okay, now, so let's take a step back. What do you think, and I want to know what you guys think, what do you think the rest of NSYNC is going to do? So, I know we talked about this briefly last time, and it's still, ooh, Kathy, bold words. So, we talked about this briefly last time, and I know Anna won't want to talk about this, but how the other Backstreet Boys members spoke out against Brian Luttrell.
Brian Luttrell, yeah.
What do you think the other members of NSYNC are gonna say or do? Is it even worth like bringing up? Like, is it that newsworthy for them to even make a statement?
You know, I don't think it is. I don't see any of them really saying anything. Maybe except Lance, who's like really trying to always be up in it. But true. To be honest, I feel like they'd all have his back. Like, that's how I feel. Like, I think they're actually friends. Like, I think they actually like him, is what I think.
Let's see. I just want to see how
it, I think this, they, yeah.
If it unfolds, but damn, that really bums me out. Like,
I don't think they're going
to say, not that I'm saying I don't want his boys to have his back, but I feel like I just don't think Justin needs any more people standing up for him. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like whatever you can say the person who he was back then, you know, but it's like, why is it taking something like this happening for him to do something about it? You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so is your, okay, here's a question for you. What if Justin can do anything to make you love him again? What would it be? Like, what is gonna make you one day be like, all right, not that you love him again, sorry, maybe just be like, okay, you know, you're not that bad, and I will
pay, I don't know,
to see you in concert. What dude, is it gonna take for you to feel that
I way? Don't know, man. Like, go to Britney's house and like do an interview with her. Fuck,
come oh, that to my
house and apologize.
That would be fucking tight. That you would know, be fucking like, tight. Honestly,
I don't know. I honestly don't know what it could be that he could do, because like, he's not gonna do it. I don't think he's gonna do it. And whatever he does is gonna be only in response to everything that's happening now. You know,
like Anna said,
like. Yeah. I think, like, one thing that we say a lot and people talk about is cancel culture or whatever. And I don't know, I don't really like cancel culture because, you know, I think that people should be held accountable, you know, whatever, for their actions. So I feel like, sure, people can be canceled, but I feel like they should still have an opportunity and be pushed to do something about it. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's a valid point for sure. And I think that's true. I also feel like,
I don't know, I'm just waiting for Justin to come to my house and apologize. So it's fine. He's personally apologized to me. I'm just kidding.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I also feel like with like everything social, like with social media and all that stuff today, like there is always an opportunity for him to do something to make people be like, okay, fine, you're not that bad. They don't hate
you.
Dude,
he could, you know, he could have gone on like an Instagram live and, you know,
yeah,
talked about it. You know what I mean? And which not that it would be better, but it's like drafting a statement and taking screenshots of it. Like, did he even write that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I think he has had missed opportunities for sure, 100%, because a lot of celebrities are in a lot of bad situations. But again, you have so many resources and outlets to be like, I'm going to put myself on this video and say this to my fans or whatever, you know, and he just hasn't done that. And I don't think Justin doesn't really show up if we think about it. You know, we've talked
about this before. He does not.
Even with like NSYNC reunion stuff or like with, I'm shocked he was on Lance's podcast to even talk about NSYNC. That was like huge for me. I was like, whoa. But he's only
out for himself. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh man, you guys. Okay.
Wait, also about, sorry, two things I want to say about him being on Lance's podcast. Me and my cousins are always like, he was probably hiding in a closet from Jessica Biel, like recording quietly so she isn't like, who are you talking to? Why are you talking to those
old people? Oh, man. I don't know. I
guess. Yeah, I don't know. Also, about JC carrying NSYNC, there's this great video that my friend Angela shared with me from her Peloton class with a Peloton instructor named Cody.
Cody.
And he's listening to Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and is, like, analyzing the voice of JC and Justin, and is a huge JC fan by the end of it. And even, like, I was cracking up because at the very end, Justin sings, like, his part in Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and he's like, flat. That was a little flat. Like, all crazy. It was so good. And I watched that video, like, literally once a day because it's so funny. But he's a huge JC fan. I was a JC fan first, so...
I just want to say that separate from personalities and everything that's going on with them, Kathy and I think this is when Justin released 2020 Experience, or we went to that concert in his small show in 2013. Prior to that, I feel like Kathy and I spent a day watching all of the NSYNC DVDs, like, in preparation. You know, just JC has better range for sure. Like, he can belt. But if you watch his live videos, his accuracy, note accuracy, is not as good as Justin's.
Oh, Justin, really?
JC's doing the most, man. Yeah. While Justin is doing the most in life as a person, like, he needs to relax.
He needs to reel it in, you know?
JC is always, like, super extra. He's, like, way too hyped. You know what I mean? But that's me. That's just how I feel about it.
We all know the reunion that
The baby was like way too much. You gotta like
too, yeah.
Gotta bring it down, man. He's like always dancing too hard. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm scared for his back. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he can't be doing the most anymore. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. See, always too sharp. You know. So, yeah. I mean, no disrespect to Cody. Like, recorded voice, JC's better.
You know? Oh, 100%.
Like, he's more impressive. But, like, Justin has, like, the fluidity and, like, the rest and whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
sneezing.
Bless you.
Okay, I'm okay.
Bless you. Yeah, no, I think they're both great singers. But I'm always a JC fan.
Well, but you know what? Let's see if they do NSYNC without Justin. You know, I wouldn't be mad at it.
I don't know if they can.
Yes, they can. They just gotta find. What they have to do is they go either on a tour, but they do like a show and have guest lead singers, like they did with Ariana Grande. So they gotta have other people guest as their lives. Watching me be Florida. Sorry, but you know, just imagine that would be kind of tight. I would be in for that.
Yeah.
Let's hear some more Joey Fatone leads, you know.
Oh,
let's hear that. You know, he was good, and I thought she knew, you know what I mean?
He was. You know, the guest thing is cool. I will say that's a good idea. If they really, one, Justin probably won't do it. Two, they don't want Justin to do it.
Maybe he might now, because
if he was smart, he would. If that was me, I'd be like, guys, who wants to practice tomorrow? You know,
like, is Justin gonna do like a concert to promote like mental health awareness and something else?
He shouldn't do that. Jeez, that's gonna come off wrong.
Exactly. That's what I feel like he's gonna try and do. He's gonna try and do that to try and do something stupid to try and rebuild his brand. It's bad.
It is bad. I don't know where he's gonna go from here, but I truly wish him the best of luck. I really do.
I don't know if I do.
For the sake of his secret child that was just born in 2020, I do.
Yeah, what was that? It's a freaking secret child.
Secret baby. Wait, what was I calling
it? Ex-coworker. Oh. Damn.
Remember I was calling it secret baby and everyone's like, is that a TV show?
He really did. He did have a secret baby, though. I had no idea.
Yeah, no one
did. Damn, y'all.
Anyway, damn, really heated topic about Justin Timberlake, but, you know, it's not our fault.
I just, it's truly his fault, you guys.
Yeah.
I just did have a question, though. Was it a, okay, if it's a wardrobe malfunction about the Janet thing, someone tell me, what was he supposed to rip off? What was supposed to show?
I thought it was the...
Because he was going to have her naked by the end of this song. What was he supposed to rip off that was a wardrobe? I don't understand. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
What was supposed to come off? You know what I mean? Like, was there, like, another layer?
But, okay, but if there was another layer, then was there, like, a design on the other layer? Like, what makes the layer that was supposed to show cool on TV? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I just don't know. I really want to know, like,
if it was staged. You want to know if it was staged.
Yeah. I just want to know, like, even if staged or not, like, Justin should have been blamed as much or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I just really want to know what it was supposed to be. I just want to know. If anyone has any ideas of what it could have been, you know? Girl, IDK. Yeah. I mean, she's good. Like, she's good. I just am sad. But I just want to know. She could have done the show without him, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, when you were reenacting it.
I know. I just watched it recently. Because I watched it recently because I just wanted to see again, like, what was happening. But I don't.
Yeah, I remember two layers flying off, though, right? Like, he pulls...
I don't know.
Maybe I need to watch again. I watched his Super Bowl performance, though, alone, and I was like, oh, this actually was better than I remember. I remember not liking
what's it. What's the... Oh, the one... The recent one?
Like, yeah, that recent? He did. Yeah, that he did.
Where he looked like he was dancing really slow.
Yeah. One? Yeah, and was, like, not singing as much, and we had a crazy, like, Man of the Woods blazer. Yeah, his dances
honestly
are so good.
His last best performance was when he got the NSYNC reunion one.
Oh yeah, no, 100%.
That's that it. Was nothing so has good. Been as good as that. Yeah. Honestly though, but like rewatching some of his old stuff, even like his Netflix concert, like anytime he would do like a fucking like dance breakdown, like it's just
no.
Very
remember
cringy.
Remember
it's
we
just very
about that?
Cringy.
Yeah, I
just like yes. Just like stop like dancing, it. Dog. Like
or like, can someone give him real choreo? Because like sometimes his freestyles, I'm also like,
just always like doing like,
yeah,
I just
like
don't.
Or he's like,
I can't.
I don't know. It's like some crazy shit. I don't know. Well, like, wait, okay. But remember, like, even in NSYNC, when he does the little freestyle during "I Want You Back," like he does this thing where he looks like he's like tying a string around his neck, and he's like, this is not
honestly,
good.
Honestly used to really go hard for his beatbox solo.
Yeah, no, those
are good. In the Madison Square Garden DVD. Yeah.
No, that's good.
I used to. Alexa, yeah, it's not good. It's not good. It's not. It's bad. Whether or not the skill of the beatboxing is good, it's just bad.
Dude, like, my cousins imitate that shit all the fucking time.
His level of cultural appropriation is so high, you guys. Like, the cornrows, I can't. honestly, rewatch rewatch the beatboxing portion.
No,
it's bad.
No, I know it in my head, and it's good.
So do I. I actually downloaded, like, the MP3 of it, like, off LimeWire, and had it on my phone.
Okay, that's, I've never done that, but that's
you know?
Good.
I will say that I played it for Ramir and like did the whole thing, and he was I think he felt very embarrassed for me, like on my back. Nobody was there.
I'm trying not to do any parts of it right now.
I honestly wanna like bust it out right now, but I won't.
I wanna
I'll
do
it
the,
after. Anna. I'll do it after by myself. Yes, Anna. Anna, that
wait,
is it exactly.
When he imitates the scratching of
I just hate it all. It's so bad because I am just feeling embarrassed Thinking about how I memorize it.
Where he's like, 4, 3, 2.
Yes, back. Yes. Alexa, we said we wouldn't do it, and you did it.
The part I want to do, I'm not gonna do.
Oh yes, it's just all I'm the dead. Richter scale. It's just yes, Anna. Say please, it. I can just. I'm sad that the comments don't get saved because honestly, if anyone's on here and doesn't know what we're talking about, please just Google Madison Square Garden Justin Timberlake beatbox and then just feel bad after.
The hand motions.
You know who also memorizes it? My brother.
Oh my god. Yes.
It's bad.
No, it's I, go, my sister still.
It's just really.
Can you do it the right way,
please? No, I can't. I can't. It's like I'll have to leave the live right away. Like I'll just have to throw away my phone if I do it. I can't. I'm like,
dang, if my sister still is here, she knows exactly what we're talking about too. I'm freaking dead. The Richter scale. Guys,
I'm sweating. I'm surprised everybody hasn't left of us just laughing about this. Feel bad that it is true. Yes, yeah, it does live in my head rent free.
I see it so
many things. Also, like one of the other bop performances was the MTV VMA or Music Video Awards to do with Britney. Yikes. Where they did like the Britney performance.
Oh, when Britney's like
it's like they're in like a classroom.
Yeah, I love that performance.
That one's good.
And they have the TV screens. Could that come down?
What is it? They did like a "It's Gonna Be Me" remix. I can't.
Yeah, the TV screens with their heads on the TV screen.
That one was good. I'm gonna watch that. I'm gonna watch that after this too.
Damn, that's so tight.
I just hate it, guys. Yes, the classroom.
Yes, classroom scene.
Damn. You guys.
Wait, the beatboxing will live forever.
Honestly, I'm definitely going to watch it after we hang up. You guys, like, I just know I'm going to watch it right now.
You guys, I think we've been here almost an hour now, and we have no limit. But are there any questions? If you have questions for us, submit them in the thing below. Yes. I don't know what it looks like on your end, but. Wow, what a topic of convo, really. Just in terms of, like, situation.
Damn. Yeah, you know, I know we have to let him go. I think, you know.
It really hurts me to know that.
I will, you know, I'm going to see it the way I see J.K. Rowling and her transphobic ass.
That was so fucking whack, too.
I appreciate Justin and NSYNC for what they were in their time. I will no longer be supporting his future endeavors until he can turn it around.
Honestly, I think that's fair, though. I think that's fair. 100%.
Because, like, Chris Brown, you know? You still dance to Chris Brown, am I right? I mean, you know? Although I do not listen or play R. Kelly anymore, though, so.
Oh, I don't either. I like that. But Chris Brown is very, that's a very conflicting situation.
You guys, I don't know. I'm still drinking wine, though. Yikes.
Tight. Oh, also, for people who may want something a little extra for their Valentine's Day tomorrow, Justin Bieber will be performing Journals live on TikTok, I think. I don't have TikTok, so I'm going to have to just, like, see it later, but
Journals I'll let you download it.
Live. No.
Why? No. It's great. There's so many dancing videos I can DM you. I mean, it's true.
Yeah, R. Kelly, yeah, no. Anyway, Journals live. I mean, wow, what an album to pick to do live. Justin Bieber, that's great.
Man.
He's probably going to sound great. He sounds better now, I mean, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I think, I don't know if I'm going to watch it live, but I'll definitely
probably watch
your performance. Yeah. I don't know, this is something I want to do on a future episode, but I was just catching up on Higher Learning episodes. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, but there's one where Rachel was talking about songs that she didn't know the lyrics to, but she would still sing. And honestly, one of the examples was so funny. And Angie, no, we will not be doing
Angie,
that.
No.
But two lyric mistakes that she made that were so funny, and I want to talk about this and see if we can think of other ones. But she thought that in the beginning of what's the J-Lo and Ja Rule song?
I'm real.
Thank you, Ramir. So a lot of yeah, so I thought she was gonna say, "Are you Ellie?" Like, who's Ellie? But you know what she thought it was?
What?
She thought it was, "Are you early? Early." She thought it was early. Are you early? Okay, so she thought it was early, and Van was just like, why? Why?
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
Why would she be early?
Right.
You know? Are you early? And he was like, no. No, because he's like, he asked right before, what's my mother effing name? Why would she ask, are you early?
Oh, yeah, you're right. He does ask that.
So the other one she thought that really fucked me up was, she did. So what's the 112 song, like their ballad, like their song, Cupid, right? She said that she was somewhere and then someone's like, oh, do you like that 112 song Cupid? She's like, I don't know that song. She's like, it's like one of their biggest hits. And she's like, and so the guy was singing it. She's like, oh, you know, I thought it was you did. She thought it was you did. And he was like, why would it be you did?
Yeah.
He was so mad. And then she was like, yeah, I really thought it was you did, because even when he does the ad lib, she's like, you did.
No.
Like she. Honestly, Ramir and I were listening to it last night and I was fucking crying. I'm going to send you the clip of them because it's so funny. You did. Like.
But, okay, this is the other thing. Like, didn't she think, like, why is the song called Cupid? When are they saying Cupid in the song?
So no, she didn't know what it was called. She just knew it, like, from the radio.
Oh, I see. Yikes.
I'm not good. I'm not good at knowing lyrics. Like,
no, like, what's the next line after they say Cupid? Doesn't what? Like, I don't know the word.
Doesn't lie. Cupid doesn't lie. But you won't know unless you give it a try.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't know that.
You know? You guys.
You did.
You did. It's only that you did that it's...
Doesn't lie. See, I didn't know it was doesn't lie. I just never said anything.
As the kids would say, it's the you did for me, you know?
Ugh. Right. Good one, Kirsten.
It's all the TikTok I'm watching, you guys. It's all the TikTok, you guys. Anything else, guys?
No, we have no questions. I didn't get any questions submitted, so.
Oh, it's fine. I'm definitely drunk, you guys. So.
Oh, damn. Happy Galentine's, Christine. True. Happy Galentine's to everybody in here.
Happy Galentine's, y'all. Happy Galentine's.
Now I know the reference from Parks and Rec.
Oh.
Oh, I missed that.
Beautiful tropical fish.
Yeah. You know? Oh, I see the scene in my head.
Something about a musk ox, right? That was another... quote. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know.
You did.
Yeah, the runs in that song are good.
Whatever. Any question. Want, any okay? question.
Whatever you want.
Thanks, oh, man. Anna. What other? Yeah, I don't know what other. Anna, thank you. I appreciate the comments.
Yes,
you guys. I just got this cup from TJ Maxx Home Goods. It's a Rachel Zoe cup. It's plastic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I always be breaking stuff, so it's better for us
really?
To have plastic goods. Well, but I'm, you know, I'd be clumsy. Ooh, okay.
Oops. Kirsten, you talk about this, please.
Hey, guys. So last week, I was invited by the influencer Matthew Encina. If you guys haven't heard of him, you guys should check him out. He invited me to join Clubhouse. I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but it's pretty much, it's been described to me as like an AOL chat room, except with voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Angie's having flashbacks. So last week I was on a, so it's interesting because, yes, I know, Angie.
Yeah.
So Clubhouse, it's like an AOL chat, so, but it's just voice and you can't like message on it. So I think that's cool, but it's like kind of like radio or podcasting, but live. So if you guys were interested, I would think about doing it. I mean, it's just like doing this, but
just our voice
video, which I think sometimes it's easier because you can like be walking around or like, you know, I had to put on makeup. So, you know,
yeah,
I don't have
same
to
here. Same here. Yeah.
Which but if anyone's interested and is on Clubhouse, let us know. I mean, even if it's just us talking, I mean, it could just be like last Thursday. Yikes.
I don't because like, you know. And then if you want to speak, can't you like raise your hand? And then it's like, you're like an audience
ask questions.
In. And
yeah.
You can raise your hand and we can like have you ask a question and listen to you talk for a little bit.
Yeah. But honestly, like we were in a chat. It was just us. Kathy, Angie was on there. And then I think Cal joined later, but you weren't there.
Yeah.
But it honestly feels like, it reminds me of like sixth grade three-way calling.
Yeah.
Oh man, the best. The best. So, I mean like, it is also a way for us to, you know, get other listeners, because I know that's a good way to get other people to listen, but I wouldn't mind just doing, because that way more people can speak too. Because like, I know we've been waiting for Instagram to add, if you can add a third person. I would love to add a third person, but you know, not yet.
Yeah. So if y'all want to download Clubhouse, or we can, you know, let you know when we will be doing one, and then you can download it for that. But
yeah, or let us know if you have it. But it's like invite only. So I have one invite left. I used one invite for Ramir, and he hasn't accepted it. What a waste! All right. Yeah. But
what a waste, am I right?
What a waste. Yeah. Anyway.
I think I have an invite. How many do you get? Two?
You get two.
Then I have two.
But the more you participate in them, I think you get more invites. I just got two more invites.
Oh.
And I used, again, I used one of them. I used one of them on.
Well, let's accept that invite, Ramir.
Wasted, you know? I know, right? That way you can get two. You can just invite two of the people we know. You know what I mean? Get more of our followers.
Look at all my friends coming here, Monique and Ivis. What's up, guys?
What's up, y'all? Poppin' locks.
We're about to end, but it's great that you came in here. Oh, Neil, what's up, guys? Wow, this is just a party up in here.
Bam.
They're probably all together. Anyway, what's up, guys?
Everybody have a happy Valentine's.
Yes. If you have any other questions, I don't know, write it in the comments on our post or something. We'll get DM us.
This is the most people have joined, you guys. 18 people, 16 people just left. Yeah. People just left, you know.
Yeah. okay. Valentine's, am I right?
Damn, it's getting spicy in the chat, you guys. What's happening? Damn.
Well, thank you all for joining us for our heated Justin Timberlake conversation. It's been great. What are y'all doing for Valentine's Day, Kirsten? I will answer after.
I don't know.
She's looking at her husband asking what's happening.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I don't know. We might cook. We have like I've already forgot what it's called. Every table, but it's like another HelloFresh type of situation. So we might cook and then just have dinner. I don't know.
Yeah.
We bought some stuff for a charcuterie.
Oh.
Ooh, damn. JT is hands down the best singer and actor. Whoa.
Oh, Lucille's gift card. Hey, wait, Lucille. Shout out to the UCI people up in here.
Shout out, Lucille. Zot, 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 zot.
Zot, zot.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I'm actually dating someone, which is great and fun time.
I don't even know where to move you guys. Oh shit! Okay.
And, no, we're spending time together. That's it.
I did. I almost fainted just
please
now.
Please tell all the single people get out of my DMs. We'll no longer accept single DMs. I'm just kidding.
No longer accepting DMs, y'all. You heard it here.
No longer accepting DMs.
Yeah, but you guys, Jen, I did break my new cup. I got too excited.
No, it's
I'm
plastic.
Just kidding.
It's fine.
What a note
to end on.
I almost had a heart attack, you guys.
I know.
You guys. Let's just end it here before I faint, you know? It's getting lit in the chat.
It's getting, quite lit in here.
Hi, y'all.
It's been fun. We'll be back on here, I think. I don't know when. We can't promise you guys, so. It's been fun.
Justin
Timberlake.
Let's just end it now, y'all.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye, guys.